Good evening. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential. Live life your way. And it is Tuesday evening. And you all know that Tuesday evening is my favorite time of the week. Why? Because I get to be with you. And so this week, I just want to like share. So I was missing last week. So you had to listen to my replay. Was it good? Was the replay good? Did I behave appropriately? I hope so. And so I was in Spokane, Washington at the NABO event. NABO is the National Association of Women Business Owners, one of the best women's organizations, I'm going to say, in the country, in the land. I was completely blown away by the level of work that these women at NABO has done in the last 40 years. Mind-blowing. They have been able to like transform the way that women were treated in the business workplace. There was a time when you had to have a male cosigner. They got rid of that. There was a time when women could not get loans. They got rid of that. There is so many. I still have to study and learn about who I am affiliated with, because it's like absolutely amazing. And I am so honored, touched, moved, and completely blown away by the women that were in this organization, at this organization, the tireless work that they did to make sure that women in America have a seat at the table. And if we couldn't get a seat at the table, we took a seat at the table. And I am super, super excited and super, super proud to be a part of this organization. So if you're a woman out there, we do have the occasional man-bassador, but if you're a woman out there who is looking to become a part of an organization, you have a tabletop business, you've just started a business, and you need support and you need sisterhood, NABO is the place for you, the National Association of Women Business Owners. And I am with the New York City chapter. So connect with me, contact me if you're interested in participating in that. And so tonight, I had a lot of great things happen. Let me just put it in a big nutshell. A lot of really great things happened to me. Okay, I'm getting my directions. A lot of great things happened to me this week, and it was really great. And I just want you to let you know that I've lost 19 pounds now on keto. I'm so excited about that. I'm like, whose body is this? It's mine. So anyway, tonight, less of me and more of the show. Tonight we have Evelyn. Can you say your name?
Carrasco. Evelyn Carrasco.
Carrasco. Yes. Evelyn Carrasco. See, I can't do that with an English accent. It's so boring, right? Evelyn is a business advisor for the Small Business Development Center. Yes. And this woman, let me tell you, she absolutely knows her business. And it's quite appropriate that you come on the week that I come back from NABO. I think it's quite appropriate. Evelyn knows so much about how to set up your business, how to get your business flowing, which attorneys to get in contact, which this to do, which that to do. It just goes on and on forever. But she is a source of information that if you are starting a business or even contemplating, she is the person to get in contact with. Okay? And we're messing around here with this thing here.
They're asking me to bring you on camera on my Facebook. Yes. I have to.
So let me just make sure. So Evelyn, please, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me tonight. I'm very excited also to be here because my passion is to help people open their businesses. And that gives me a great happiness because I see everybody going ahead with their goals and their business ideas. And that's what I do. That's what I love to do every single day. And I do it with a smile every single day. People on Facebook know because I keep posting all the time.
Hello, Facebook people.
from my office. And they know how much I enjoy, how much I like it, and how I like to help people.
Cool.
In the business industry.
So tell us a little bit about, you said you've been here 30 years.
I've been here in the United States for 29 years, okay. Almost 30. I came when I was a question mark.
Yes, I came here when I was a question mark too, but it's been 35.
And I went to high school here. Mm-hmm. I have done a lot of things in the United States. Uh-huh. It's a country that I really love.
And where are
love.
You originally from?
Dominican Republic.
Okay. Yes. Dominican Republic.
From the Caribbean.
Right. And so, like, did you know that this was an industry that you were? How did you get into this industry?
No idea. What I wanted to do before was to be an actress.
You wanted to be an actress? Well, you're acting every day, baby.
I was, and that's really fun because in high school, I was doing acting, a lot of theater, and I thought that was going to be my career, but right. then, you know, things doesn't happen the way you want it sometimes, but I'm happy that I'm doing business. Uh-huh. I chose really well.
And so in your life, is there anybody in your family that's currently in business?
Actually, no, I'm the only one. Everybody else is a doctor, so...
Oh, they are all
people,
actors.
People won't die in my family because they have a lot of doctors taking care of them. Okay. But in the business industry, I'm the only one.
Oh, yeah. So you have a lot of doctors, like what? Like, for instance,
we
your parents?
We have my sister, my mm-hmm. oldest sister, Sheila, she's a doctor. And then her daughter is a doctor. Mm-hmm. And then my niece, Jeanette, is also a doctor. And then my daughter is going to school for medicine. So it's like everybody likes that.
Okay. And so what did your parents do?
My parents, they just did high school. That was it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So they bred doctors and business people.
Exactly.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So they came here to America with a vision, and the vision was for you guys to have a better life. And
exactly.
you're actually doing it.
Yes.
So that's really perfect.
Yes.
Okay, great. So how did you, like, what school did you go to?
I went to the high school, you mean?
No, college.
To college.
Because you have a master's.
Yes. I have a bachelor's degree from DeVry University, uh-huh. and then I'm finishing my master's in May.
Uh-huh. Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. From Keller, which is the same as DeVry, uh-huh. but for graduate, it's Keller. And I'm doing a master's in marketing management.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in business.
And so tell me, like, when you see okay, let me rephrase this question because it's coming into me in so many different ways. When you meet a person who comes to you and says, oh, I want to set up my business, like, you kind of, I'm sure you have an intuitive experience now where you know who's going to make it, who's going to follow through, or who's going to, like, just, like, crash and burn.
Yes.
And what are those signs?
Yes, I have been doing this professionally for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I already, like you say, I have an eye already to see who can do it
right.
and who can't. And what happened is when we see somebody that comes to my office mm-hmm. as a business advisor, I also have my business on the side, and they say, I want to start a business because I want to be my own boss mm-hmm. or because I need money. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear that, I'm like, you are not ready. We have a lot to work on because right. that's not the main idea why you open a business. Right. I mean, ultimately, it's the money, mm-hmm. but it should not be the goal.
Right.
So, yes, I see it right away. As soon as they give me the answer, I know who can make it.
So when a person says, oh, I want, because I hear, as a personal life coach, I hear that too. People, they don't want to, I want to quit my job and I want to go into business on my own, right? And you like, oh. If you only know what it's like, you know, because, you know, I haven't worked for anybody in a good portion of years. And when I started going into business, what I wanted to do was my conversation was, which was one of the conversations that my father said, I wanted to create the sweat, earn my living from the sweat off my own back.
Yes.
Right. I had no idea that I'd have a sweaty back. Right. So that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to be a contribution. And I just wanted to play and have some fun and see how it goes, because I really had no idea how it would go. I was a realtor at first. But so when you hear people say, I want to make money and I want to be my own boss, your thought is like, oh my God, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you advise them?
The first advice that I let them know when they say, I don't want to have any boss. Mm-hmm. I say, guess what? You are not going to have one boss. You are going to have many.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because your customers will tell you what they want from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do it, because if you don't do it for them, then you don't have an audience.
Right, exactly.
So you have to keep that in mind, that it's not only one, it's many, and you have to take care of them because they are the one using your services and buying your products.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to. The other thing, when they say, I need money because I need to make money, I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, we are not ready. You know why? Because at the beginning, you may be making zero money
mm-hmm.
because it's a lot of effort mm-hmm. until you see something coming on. Yes.
Right. And so how do you, what do you advise people in terms of, like, you know, because networking is one of the biggest things, right? Following up is another big thing that I've discovered.
Number one.
Right. So tell me a little bit about that.
One of the advices that I give my clients when they come to me and they say, how do I market my product and services, is that you have to go and do networking. Why? Because if nobody know you, they will not buy your products
right.
or use your services. So that's why you have to go to a lot of networking events. Mm-hmm. Hopefully my husband understands what I go through now, later, before he didn't understand it. But it is really, really amazing the way networking help you when right. you are starting your business, because it's the first medium that you use mm-hmm. to disseminate the message about your product mm-hmm. and services.
And you get to hear.
And it's free. And it's mostly yeah. free, you know. Right. You get to meet the person. You get to have a pitch about your business and so on. And that's the way they start knowing who you are and right. what you offer. Because right. if they don't know you, they won't buy it.
Right. So one of the, I'm a big networker. I actually really enjoy networking because I'm curious about people.
Yes.
And what I found is that, like, people that are not really good at networking, what they'll do is they'll meet you and just give you their card and move on.
So and have the drink.
Right, and they'll just get boozed up, right, because there's always
yeah.
there's always drink, right, which I don't touch, but anyway, that's another story. But like, in terms of like just meeting somebody and giving out, like, what would you advise them to do?
Before you give a card, because that costs money, that's, mm-hmm. that's marketing material that you pay for, so mm-hmm. before you take it out, just think about the person that you are speaking with. Is it worth it? Is that the person that you want your message to be listened?
Right.
Is that the person that you would like to bring into your business if you are looking for investors, let's say, and so on? So before you give it out, think about it. See if that person is interested. We have a body language where we see that the person is into the conversation when right. they are like facing you.
Right.
If they turn sideways, that means conversation is about to end. That means don't give me a card.
Right.
You know, so you have to think about that, because I have seen many cards thrown away.
After, oh my God, I've seen people leave cards on tables.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, it's not for me. So you have to also have a pitch, like, of no less than 1 minute, because people start talking about things that are not relevant and we get disinterested.
You know what's so funny is, because like when I go to a networking event, I genuinely want to meet people and find out like who they are, what they're about, what their business is about, you know. And then it's like I usually ask a lot of questions about them because I like asking questions, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I ask a lot of questions about them, what's your business, how long you've been doing it, you know, what got you into it, you know. And it's also I'm also looking in my mind, who can I refer this person to? Especially if I like the person. If I don't like the person, well, it's not many people I don't like, but if I don't want to engage with them any further other than hello, right, then I keep it moving, right? But if it's somebody that I really like or I'm interested in, I will try to rack my brain and see where and who I can introduce them to.
Exactly.
Or I'll introduce them to my business referral group. I'll invite mm-hmm. them to come to those things. But in terms of giving out card, I usually wait for somebody to say, do you have a card?
Exactly.
Right? Because yes. it's kind of, I find it kind of rude for somebody to just like throw their card at me. Here, take this. You will take my card. You know, it's kind of rude. Yeah. I don't even know what you do. Like, yeah. will you use my business? I don't yeah. even know you.
Exactly.
But go ahead.
And that's the main reason why you have to go to business events and meet all these people, because that's how they know who you are. If they don't know you, they won't buy your product or services.
Right. Right. So we're going to go offline and take a break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo! What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Noreen Sumter, and we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And I am speaking to Evelyn
Carrasco.
Carrasco. Look, Evelyn, look, don't take it personally, because seriously, if I haven't messed up your name, I think that's my thing now, like messing up people's names. So if I don't mess up your name, it means I don't like you. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So Evelyn, we were talking in the break about the various different, some people come to you and say to you, oh, I need to get a license and I need to get a permit. And, yes. and also people get misinformation.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And they come to you asking you to help them with certain things that they don't actually need. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I have a lot of people that come to me also, and they say, oh, my cousin, my friend, whoever told me that I need to do this, that I cannot do that, that I need this license. So when it comes to licensing, it depends on the industry that they want to open the business, because if somebody's going to open a spa, they need to have a license.
A spa?
For aesthetics.
Right.
And they have to have legal permits if they are going to use water, a pool, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's something that is really, really delicate. There are a lot of requirements, but it's not for everybody.
Right.
If somebody is into construction, for construction, you need OSHA, which is the compliance on how to stay safe and use your materials and so on. And if you are using chemicals, then OSHA show you how to use those chemicals in order to be safe and to protect your clients also. But if you are going to teach little kids from home, you are going to do tutoring, there's nothing that you need. Mm-hmm. It's just your acknowledge.
Right.
And that's it. You know, sometimes people come and they say, oh, but somebody told me that I need this license.
Right.
No, that's why we are there. Come to us and we will let you know what is it that you need based on the industry that you are in.
So what courses does the SBDC provide?
The SBDC provides support on how to start a business, how to do marketing, how to finance, because if somebody needs to apply for a business loan, we are the connector between the clients and the lender. Mm-hmm. There's a fee that usually the lender charges. If they come to us, they don't need to pay for those fees. It could be $600, $300. It depends.
So there's a lot of like discounts and things that are
there's
available.
There's a lot of things that are free, low cost, and so on. If they come to us. And besides that, we also do government contracting. We also do financial projections when somebody is starting a business and they don't know how they will be making, you know, the money in the next 3-5 years. We are there to help them understand those numbers.
Right. So you help to create a partnership.
Oh, yes.
Okay. There was a question. Oh, so we wanted to talk about the minority business
Enterprise,
yes.
Yes. That is the certification that is free for everybody. Sometimes people also ask me, how much do I have to pay for that? It is totally free, people, okay? You just need
to... Yeah, but is it free because it's with you, or is it... No. There's some people
it is free everywhere. Oh, good, if good somebody charge you for that, they just want your money because it's free. Even you can do it yourself online. We give you the documents, we give you the link, or if you want to do it with us, we do it with you.
Right.
And it's totally free. This is a program that it's city and state. Uh-huh. You can do both. And it's you have to be in business. The only requirement is that you have to register your business. You mm-hmm. have to be in business for at least a year. Mm-hmm. And you have to operate it. If you are applying to be woman business mm-hmm. and minority, you need to know that then minority means you are Hispanic, you are African-American, mm-hmm. and so many other ethnic groups. And if you are claiming minority woman, you have to be a woman. And the business needs to be administered by mm-hmm. 51% at least by a woman. And when we say operated by a woman, means the woman needs to be involved in the operations.
Right, the day-to-day operations.
Exactly.
Because right, so it can't be like, you know, they're trying to do an okey-doke move, meaning that, like, it's my sister and I'm just going to have her... You know, operate like yeah. she's just going to show up and pretend like she's there. No, they have to be.
No.
Okay, great.
And they have a way to prove it. They have a way to prove it. So you have to say the truth.
What's the penalties if they...
They just say no. And you have to wait until the time comes that they see a woman uh-huh. operating a business for, you know, in most of the operations and a day-to-day.
Speaking of women... So what would you say, how fast are women in the growing in the workplace right now on the business front?
Let me tell you something. Women are opening a lot of businesses. I don't have a number right now, but mm-hmm. I do have a lot of women's mm-hmm. Clients. I have over 300 clients, and I could say that half of them are women.
All right. Is that something new that's just happened in the last...
It's something new because as we were talking before, women didn't have rights to mm-hmm. do a lot of things before. And now it's open for every woman to do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Women before couldn't get a loan. Now they can apply for a mm-hmm. loan themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't need 50% men, you know, to apply to. Right. They can do it themselves.
And so women are taking bigger. Yes, we got the power. We got the power. So women are taking advantage of that these days.
Oh, yes. I see. I have a lot of ladies opening business. It could be in the beauty industry. It can be even in construction. Yeah. I have women doing welding. I'm like, really? Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Right.
So we are doing everything.
So I just came back from, like I said, Spokane, Washington, and I met women that have amazing construction companies, like big construction companies, been doing it for a number of years, women that had accounting firms, women that had law firms, women that were doing all kinds of stuff. Like it was really good to experience women doing so many different avenues, so many different areas of business. It was absolutely fantastic. Yes. And, you know, you sort of think of women in construction, you know, most people think, oh, she's like this big burly woman. No, it was these little tiny women who are just regular women doing their work. And I thought it was really awesome. Yeah. So now tell me, what is it? What's like, so somebody comes to you, what's one of the first things that you would suggest people to do?
When
they come to you and they want to start
when they want to start a business, one of the first things that I tell them to do, and I actually give a lot of homework also, is that they have to understand what is their passion mm-hmm. and why they want to do it. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's are you ready financially to do it? Because even when you do a home-based business, you need to keep in mind that you will need money to invest, even in a computer, but you need to be ready.
Right.
So I give them the homework of reading about the legal structures, LLC, corporations, sole proprietor. I explain each one of those very clearly so they can understand.
Why don't you share with us what the differences are?
The difference are that a sole proprietorship is only one person. Mm-hmm. They use your social security number and your ID, and you go in person to the county clerk. Let's say that you are in the city, so you go to the New York county clerk. Same day you register, same day you are in business. You just pay $120, that's it. You are a business owner. Mm-hmm. Next thing to do is to apply for an EIN online. Mm-hmm. That is free. I see many people paying $90 for that. people. That is free. We do it with you also. So you do the EIN, and then if you do need a sales tax certificate of authority, that is done online and it's free as well, and we can help you do it as well. I mean, I take you by the hand and I do everything with you. That's a sole proprietorship. And then if you choose to do something that it has to do with food or anything related to the human body and so on, yes, then you need to have a corporation or LLC because you have liability protection. Right. Sole proprietor do not have liability protection, so they are liable for anything that happened in the business.
Right.
Corporation is a little more strict because corporations come with something that is called the bylaws. The bylaws tells you what to do in your business. Mm-hmm. Corporations are taxed 2 times a year. I mean, twice every quarter. The LLC is only taxed once a year, and you have the operating agreement. So you do whatever you want in your business. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to ask you how you do it. Corporation, they do tell you how to do it. Mm-hmm. So I explain all of these factors so they can understand which one is best for them. Usually, I don't explain the partnership, but I say partnership is like a marriage.
Right.
And I say it all when I say that. They're like, oh, I don't want that.
Right, right, right. So now you've got like the LLC, you've got the sole proprietor, you've got the partnership, and you've got the corporation.
Yes.
What is the most popular?
The LLC.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because the LLC allows you to choose the rules in your business. Mm-hmm. However you want to manage the business, you can go ahead and do so. The government is not going to ask you why are you doing such things in your business. It is called the operating agreement. You mentioned there everything that you want your business to be under, you know, how you want to run it with according to people.
Right.
Who do you want to leave it if you are not here anymore and so on.
If you die.
If you die.
Let's just get real. If you die.
Exactly. And then you set the rules, and then it is easier for people to do that because they don't want to be bothered all the time, you know, by the IRS telling them, let me see your corporate book.
Right.
Let me see how you are running the business.
Right.
And if you are not running the business as the bylaw said, then you get summoned. So that's why it is easier for people to do the LLC.
So what kind of companies take on the corporations?
Usually companies that, it is misunderstood because people think that when they do corporations, it's because you are a big business. It doesn't have to be like that.
Right.
You can be a sole proprietor in your home and have a corporation.
Right.
And it could be one member and you can manage the business like that. So it doesn't matter because I thought that corporations were supposed to be big businesses also. But I see, for example, one of the channels that I watch, they are LLC, and I always thought they were corporation.
Right.
So corporation also mostly is when you want to grow in the future and you want to bring investors and you want to be in the public market.
Okay.
Also, you can do corporation.
Okay.
LLC, you can't.
All right. We're going to hold that thought and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And I am with Evelyn Caracho.
Carrasco.
Carrasco. Oh, my God.
Almost there.
I'm with Evelyn Carrasco. And she is with the SBDC, right? And also, Evelyn, you have your own business. Tell us a little bit about that.
I do.
Do you have all these features in?
Yeah.
Set up.
You know what happened? That I started doing the business advising, and then I found people that said, "Can you please write a business plan?" I'm like, "I can show you how to do it, but I cannot do it for you because if I do, I will charge you." They like, then charge me because I wanted to do it. So I decided to open my own business, and my business is called EV Business Consulting, mm-hmm. not advising, because when you advise, you tell people how to do it.
Right.
When you do consulting, you take the people and you do it for them,
right.
You know?
Okay.
So that's what I do, and I have a few clients, not a lot.
So you write people's business plans?
I do business plan, I do proposals, I do translations, although I'm not a certified translator, uh-huh. but I have done translations for international countries in Spanish for mm-hmm. my clients that they don't speak Spanish and they would like to do business with Panama countries and Peru and so on. So they come to me and they say, "Can you please do this?" Uh-huh. So I do translations, business plan, business proposals, capability statements, you name it, I'll do it.
So what is the future for you? What is the future for your business?
The future for my business is that I want to grow eventually and mm-hmm. I want to become a successful businesswoman, because right now I just do it like for little time due to my school, mm-hmm. work, family, and so on. But eventually I want to take care more of my business mm-hmm. and help more people also.
So now here's a question for you. You're a woman, you have a family, you have children, you're in college, you have a job, you have a side gig. Like, I mean, like, how do you manage all of this?
It is not easy. I'm always with my bags here. People understand now that it's not because I don't want to sleep. It's that I can't sleep enough. And I have to stay awake every day until 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Doing my homework. And I have to say, when I finished my bachelor's, I finished with honors.
Uh-huh.
And as of now, I have 3.7 GPA. So going with the honors.
And so it's working. So
it is working, so that's why I do it.
So what would you say to an individual out there that is like, wants to start a business and they have the, because you know, there are all these people out there, they want to start these business and they want these lifestyle businesses.
Oh, yeah.
And they think that it's, you know, they can get a few people on Instagram and boom, they've got it happening. What would you say to them?
It doesn't happen that fast. It takes time for you to be known and for your business to grow.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, who knows? But you have to put a lot of time into mm-hmm. becoming who you want to be. What I advise my clients is, compare yourself in the beginning with a small company.
Mm-hmm.
Don't compare with Home Depot, for right. example, because it's a big business.
Right.
There's no competition there. You mm-hmm. are small. Nobody knows who you are. But compare yourself with a local business. And then eventually, in 2-3 years, compare with a bigger business. And then in 5-10 years, say, yes, I want to be like this big guy right now. So it takes time, little mm-hmm. by little, mm-hmm. to get where you want to be.
Right. Inch by inch.
Yes.
That's what I always say.
Yes.
So it takes time. And so people have to put the effort in and they have to keep growing.
Oh, yes.
And they have to keep, well, in my business, I have to keep growing. I have to keep learning.
Yes.
You know, I have to keep studying.
Yes.
And that kind of stuff. So it's like it doesn't happen overnight. An overnight sensation. You know, somebody says overnight sensation. It wasn't made in overnight. It doesn't come overnight. And there's another statement that I'm heard or read, a big shot was once a little shot.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, so it's like those are one of the things that we like to say to people.
Yeah.
So tell me, you told me about your business, you told me, so how do you keep your life together, like with kids and husband and all this good stuff? How do you keep it together? What would you say to somebody who, a woman out there that is like, has children and you're teaching your daughter how to cook and make eggs?
Oh yeah. Nicole, she's watching. She knows how to make eggs now.
Right. You're teaching your daughter how to make eggs. And you're like, little incremental things, I imagine.
Yeah.
What would you say to a woman that has 2-3 children and a husband and is in school or wants to go back to school, wants to start business? What would you say to them?
I would say just go and do it. And try to make the food ahead of time, make a lot, put it in the refrigerator, let them heat it up. The microwave is there.
Right.
For a reason they made it.
So basically create structures around your life.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I actually, my kids, they know that I cook 2 days a week, mm-hmm. but they have food for the whole week.
Right.
Because I try to make enough for them. And I try to have bread so they can do sandwiches and, you know, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They are not picky eaters. That's good. They mm-hmm. could eat whatever, you know. So,
yeah. Mommy, why did you say that?
Yeah. They eat whatever we have in the house.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically you'd say to them, create structures.
Yes. Create structures. Have a calendar, I will say, of what you want to do, because it is easier for a woman to follow a calendar of what should I do today? What should I do tomorrow? What do I have to do on time? What has priority and so on?
Mm-hmm.
And follow those. And you will have time for everything, because I also, besides all that, I have a lot of time to go and do networking, and people know how I like networking.
Right, right. So, yeah, and I agree. You have to put things in time and space is what I call it. You put it in time, you put it in date,
yes.
and then you work around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a really good piece of advice that she's just given there.
Yes.
What else can I ask you? What else do I want to know about you and... So you wanted to be an actress. You're now in this. Do you think you'll stay in this industry?
I think I will stay. I don't think I would be a business advisor for my company mm-hmm. for a long time, because I'm looking to grow. I'm mm-hmm. the type of person that wants to learn every single day something mm-hmm. new.
Right.
I'm always motivated by learning little things, big things. And I believe I want to go further
right.
in my career. I actually have a plan right now that as soon as I finish my master's, I'll become a business lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on that.
You're working on a law degree?
Yes.
Oh, excuse us. there's also, you have something that's going on, The Pitch. Tell us about The Pitch.
Oh, yes, that is excellent. Thank you for reminding me. This is a competition that we have only for our SBDC clients, and it's free. They come and they learn how to pitch their business idea. Why? Because it is important when you go to a business event and you talk about your business. When you take a lot of time explaining who you are, what do you do, which are your products, people get bored and they turn away. So you have to have a timing where you have to say everything that is important and what they want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And in this competition, they teach you how to do it
mm-hmm.
Precisely with the timing, what is important, what is not, and so on. We are going to have two workshops to prepare the clients. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, we are going to have the big competition in Columbia University.
Mm-hmm.
They will be able to win $5,000 to $10,000. So
wow.
they can use it for their business. Why not, right?
So where can people find out about that?
They can go to they can go to the SBDC website, mm-hmm. A La Guardia. They can contact me.
So also. give them the email address.
I'll give them my email and my telephone number. They can email me at ecarrasco@lagcc.
I think you should spell Carrasco.
At lagcc.cuny.edu, or they can call me at 718-482-5091. And this is for business people. Don't ask me anything else. I have people calling my telephone and they like, when are we going out to eat? I'm like, excuse me? How do you have my phone?
Exactly. You know.
Yeah.
So this is a competition. It's a pitch competition. The it's up to $10,000, you say?
Up to $10,000.
$10,000.
I believe, I'm not really sure. They just gave us the information, but I'll let you know how much is it, the price. And if you don't win anyway, you get the knowledge.
They're all winners, right?
Yeah.
They're all winners.
They get the knowledge. You get to share with other business owners and so on.
Right. Would you advise individuals that have businesses or creating businesses to join networking groups such as BNIs, BRGs, Manhattan Chamber of Commerce? Would you advise these people to do that?
I highly advise them to do so. And I actually tell them a few options, like you say, based on what are their interests.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and do so. Join those groups, because that's how you grow.
Right.
Yeah. Before, nobody knew who was Evelyn, and they used to ask me, who are you? And I used to have my business card with my my name, my email, and so on, not from my company. And they like, who are you? I'm like, Evelyn. I'm Evelyn. And what are you doing here? And I'm like, just networking. I'm right. in a student, but I want to learn how it's done. Right now, me going to events and so on, it's amazing how many people I have met.
Right.
And I have friends from, you know, from Create going to those events. And I have business partners also, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel very motivated.
So you wanted to do a shout out to a few people. You wanted to shout out a few of your clients. So go ahead.
I do. I want to shout out to this beautiful lady, Noreen, because she is amazing. The first time I met her at the Chamber of Commerce, she's like, I need to go and see you because I have to do something for my business. And I feel very proud when she one day called me and she said, guess what? I already registered and I did this and I have this. So I didn't tell her, but I feel very happy when Thank I you. See my clients following the advice because that means that my advice is working.
Oh, no, it was great. It was really awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And another person that I want to shout out, it's Miles.
Miles Rambayan in the house.
He is the connector. He is the one who connected me with Noreen. And he is amazing. We have a great partnership, you know, where he's working with my clients. And he gives me advice of everything. My clients have a very good feedback for mm-hmm. him. So he is excellent. The other one, it's one of my clients that is opening her business this week, actually. Mm-hmm. She's really motivated. It's Charon's Beauty Spa. And it's going to be located in Queens in 63rd. So please, you know, support my clients. And I have...
What's the name of her business?
Charon's Beauty Spa.
Oh, Beauty Spa.
Beauty Spa, because you need massage and you right. need facials and so on. So that's right. what she's doing.
Good.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Oh, yes. I have a girl, Love Yourself Now, which is Vivian Jurado. She is an amazing business owner, and she is my friend as well. With Girl Love Yourself Now, it's an amazing organization that she's trying to motivate women on mm-hmm. how to go ahead in life in different areas.
Right.
So, yes, shout out to my Vivian.
Yes, shout out to Vivian. We're going to be meeting this week, so that's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have, what, 2 more minutes on the show? Oh, we have one more segment.
Wow. Woo-hoo. More time.
We have more time. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Perfect. You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
So So we're back, and this is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and I am with Evelyn Caruso.
Carrasco.
Oh, bloody hell! Carrasco. What is wrong with me? I can't get it. It's just terrible. Carrasco. Okay, so we were just talking about, one, I asked her if they're affiliated with SCORE, right? I don't remember what SCORE stands for, but I know SCORE is about helping people grow businesses, educating them and stuff like that. And then you just told me about the business for new Americans. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I asked a question about if a person had bad credit, can they still open a business? And you said...
Yes, because having bad credit doesn't determine if you can become an entrepreneur. But if you need to work on your credit and you need money, mostly that's why you need to have a good credit. Mm-hmm. There are organizations like Business Center for New Americans, BCNA, that can work with the candidates mm-hmm. to fix or create their credit in right. order to apply for a business loan later on. Mm-hmm. If you have low credit or no credit and you want to open a business and you want to apply also, we have alternative lenders. Those mm-hmm. are not conventional banks mm-hmm. like, you know, the ones that we know. They also can give you money. We have organizations for women also.
Oh.
That is, one of them is called Wealth. Woman entrepreneur, something I can't remember right now, but women can apply also for mm-hmm. loans. We also work with Kiva, which is a crowdfunding. You don't need a credit score for that. You don't need a business plan with Kiva, you know, and it's people supporting your project and putting money into your project, and then you pay later on.
Right.
So okay. We work with a lot of organizations that can help our clients to go where they want to go.
So basically what I'm hearing is that there's a lot of support and a lot of money out there for people that want to have businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, but you have to be legitimate. You have to be really enthusiastic about yeah. your business, and you have to have some integrity.
Yes. Yes, you have to.
Yeah, you can't just like, I'm roll up, yeah. I'm going to open up a business and then roll out with everybody's money.
Yeah, exactly.
So, oh, wow, that's really good to know, because I'm sure, I don't know who's on here, a lot of people have come on, and but I didn't know that there were all these organizations that would help people to run businesses.
Yes.
Do you have any stories of individuals that have come to you that you can say that you helped, that you're really proud of? You work with 300 different people.
Oh, yes.
And 50% of those are women. Do you have any stories that you'd like to share?
I have two that I would like to share, because those are different stories, you know, in some areas. One of them is a client that comes to me 2 years ago. And he said, I need help. I'm making $9 million a year. And I'm like, so what do you need from me?
Right.
I wouldn't need anything. And he said, I'm making that much money, but I don't know how to manage my business, and I don't know how to manage my millions. And I'm like, oh, yes, you need support. So what I did was refer him to our...
What was he making millions doing?
He is the owner of a quiet clubbing, quiet event, that you put the headphones and you are the only one who listens to the music.
Like the disco?
Yeah, quiet clubbing. So he is the owner of that company. He's big. His name is William Petz. And he came to me and he said, I don't know how to manage my millions. So
right.
Great idea that we are there to help. Because sometimes people think that we cannot help other than small businesses. Mm-hmm. We help small to medium-sized business. Mm-hmm. And a small business is considered to have 500 employees. So
right.
It's not really small.
Right.
The other story, it's about two clients, Tangerine Cleaning Services, my girls, Omari and her wife. They came to me with an idea. They said, listen, we just know how to clean, but we want to open a business. Right now, they have their company with my advice and guidance. They stopped working. They work for their company. They have one person working full-time and another one part-time in the business. Their biggest contract that they obtained was going through a business event, an mm-hmm. expo. And they met somebody that owns a college or a school, something like mm-hmm. that. And they received their biggest contract by networking. So right. It is really important. And they are right now growing so much. They are a minority business with the city certification mm-hmm. so far and so on. So those are, you know, I have many more.
Right.
I have
Tell
many
us a
more.
More.
I have Girl Love Yourself Now, Vivian, once again, that she came to me and she's like, I have an idea of doing this, but I don't know how to do it. Right now, she has the organization. She's doing really well. She is working very hard to help a lot of women mm-hmm. to value themselves, mm-hmm. you know, physically, mentally, and, you know, professionally, and mm-hmm. so on. So she provides a lot of support. I also have other businesses in the area of construction mm-hmm. that they started with just an idea because they knew how to paint a room. Mm-hmm. Right now, they are painting buildings and schools and so on. Mm-hmm. So I really love my clients when I see them grow.
Yeah, I can see the passion and the excitement about it. So what I've heard out of that, and I heard that when I went away this weekend to Spokane, Washington, is that everybody thinks that you have to be a particular type of person to have a business. You have to be smart. You have to be this. You have to know. Really, what there is, what would you say that thing that people need to have in order to have their businesses be successful?
That's a great question. You know why? Because I always say this when I go and do workshops, because I also go outside and do workshops because I want people to learn how to open a business, how to do marketing, how to expand and so many things. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I tell them is that you need to know the industry. I have people that say, I want to open a restaurant. Right. And I'm like, let's open the restaurant. What are we cooking? I don't know how to cook. Then you go to school for cooking, or maybe you don't do it because you don't want to. No, I don't have no knowledge of school or culinary classes or anything.
Right.
And I say, okay, so maybe you work at a restaurant before. No. And I say, okay, come on. How are we going to cook then? You don't know how to cook. You don't have any experience or anything right. like that. So you need to know the industry where you want to go, because right. if you don't know it, it's going to be very hard for you to understand and how to manage everything right. in regards to that industry.
Right.
So most...
So what would you, like somebody that says, I can't cook. Like I have a friend, he runs a restaurant. He's a cooking monster. And I can see, like, over the years, he has grown in mm-hmm. his cooking. He does have a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And but he worked inside restaurants, got to know the industry, got to know the ins and outs, so cleaned the toilets all the way up.
Exactly.
You know? So what would you suggest to people?
Yeah, that. Know who you are. Know if you don't know how to do something, at least partner with somebody that knows, and that person can show you, because you don't necessarily need to know how to cook, right. but you can take care of the finances. You can take care of the operations right. and so on. And you can bring somebody else, exactly, that can help you. We were talking before that sometimes people hire an accountant to do it because we don't know how to do it. That's right. totally okay. You know, you don't have to know accounting to have your business. You don't need to know everything, but at least you need to understand the industry.
Right.
What is it like? What licenses do I need? Is he cooking good? Because if you don't know about food and they give you something to taste and you're like, oh, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, but for you, it's okay because you don't know about seasoning. Right. or anything like that. So you need to have somebody with you that knows about it. It doesn't matter if you don't know, but at least you know something
yes.
on the industry, how to manage, how to run
right.
other things and so on.
Cool. All right. So what else can I ask you about? There's a whole world of questions there's a lot of questions. This is like information overload. I hope I'm not overloading you guys.
They're happy.
So, you do workshops. How can people find out about these workshops?
The workshops, we post it on the website. And actually, once you become one of our clients, you get information on everything going on, the mm-hmm. workshops, the pitch event, mm-hmm. The other things that we do, you get information about it. So they can go online also at the website, find LaGuardia SBDC. And everything
is
there.
And this is affiliated with, you're inside of LaGuardia College, right?
We are in LaGuardia College. We enjoy a lot of benefits of being in the school. We also partner with the SBA, which is a big company, the Small Business Administration.
Yeah.
Yes, we also partner with them.
And what do you get from them?
Financial support. They support us financially, mm-hmm. actually. Yes, for our business.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... we've got 3 more minutes on the clock. It's just gone really fast. So is there anything that you, any last thing? Hey, is there a question that you'd like me to ask you?
Yeah.
So you ask me the question and I'll ask it back. Is there something that you'd like
I'll ask you a question. When you came to me because you say, I want to register. I have been in business, she mentioned, but I have not registered. When I gave you the advice, how did you feel about my advice? Did you trust me or did you think that I was...
cuckoo?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think you were cuckoo. No, I didn't think you were cuckoo. I very much trusted you. You gave me a lot of information. I walked away with a whole bunch of like notes and stuff like that, which was really good because I, like I said, I run a business referral group, BRG3, with through the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. And we also have attorneys there that had given talks about how to do this stuff. But that was like a 5-10 minute talk, whereas you spent quite a while with me. And though I didn't do it myself, right, because I just wouldn't do it by myself, I paid an attorney to do it, which is fine. But because you had given me a lot of the information, I was able to be in the conversation with him and get it like flat.
You understood.
Yeah,
more.
I was understood what was going on. Yeah.
Perfect.
So it was, that's no, you were really good. You were really, you. Really good. And I'm really glad I met you, actually.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So on that note, I'm going to say thank you very much. And again, you should give your email to the people.
Again, my email is ecarrasco, ECARRASCO at lagcc.cuny.edu.
Okay. So that's Evelyn Carrasco. Did I say it right?
Yes. You said it right.
Carrasco. Well, I knew I'd get there at the end of the show. Come on, people.
At the end, you said it
you know,
right.
Better late than never, right? And so I just want to thank you very much for joining us here tonight. Guys, you know, she is a phenomenal woman. If you need information about how to run a business, how to start a business, you want to get in touch with any of those organizations, SCORE, SBA, any of those organizations that we talked about tonight, please get in contact with Evelyn. Evelyn, I want to thank you for joining me on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. Yeah. Did you have a good time?
I did. I really enjoyed
it. And was it worth your while?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. So, guys, I'll see you next week on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And have a great and fabulous rest of the week. Bye.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, are you interested in blockchain technologies and cryptocurrencies? Then tune in here on talkradio.nyc with me, David, every Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, as we answer your questions and interview great guests live on internet radio on building the blockchain, where you can catch the blockchain revolution.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.